Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction.
The most strategic thing to know in any season is what God is doing in that season. It is not enough to have the consciousness that you are coming into a new season. It is not enough to even know that this is the Last Day Church. It is not enough to even know that we are in the era of revival. It is important we know what God is doing in era of revival.
He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
I'm just going to say that by the time I'm done, you'll be blessed. I think that's simple enough. All right. You'll be blessed. You will thank God that this meeting is holding. Is that okay? So I want to teach you briefly on the subject, how to maximize your God-given opportunities, or how to seize your God-given opportunities, moment. So I'm going to give you a scripture, John chapter number 5, we'll start from verse 1. John chapter number 5. Let's start the reading from verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folks. All right? Is there another word for the word impotent? Can you give me the NIV, please? All right. Here are a number of disabled. Somebody, you said the word disabled people. All right? Can you give me Amplified? John 5, verse 3. Paul, continue reading. In this lay great number of sick folks. Sick folk, some blind, some crippled, and some paralyzed, shriveled up, waiting for the bubbling of the water. So, the people that were described to be by the pool called Bethesda were individuals that naturally could not meet the criteria for being made whole. Because what's the criteria? The first to enter. Is that the criteria? Once the angel stirs the water, what's the criteria to receiving healing? The first. Are you following what I'm saying? So, what does it require to become the first? You need speed. What speed does a blind man have? What speed does a paralyzed man have? Have you been sick before? Talk to me. Your taste bud changed. Sometimes the way you smell changed. You have weakness, depending on what kind of sickness. Headache, dizziness, and the likes. Can you win a race with that? Huh? Talk to me. Okay. So they are waiting for the bubbling up of the water. Please go back to King James, verse 4 now. For an angel went down at a certain season in the pool and trouble the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease that he had. So when the fellow steps in, the Bible says that the fellow is made whole. What does it mean to be made whole? To be healed completely. To have perfected health. So you look at the case of these guys and you want to ask them. There are no temples. There's just this one pool in that entire nation. At least based on biblical documentation, there's just one. But that one has five entrances. Are you following what I'm saying? Has what? How many entrances? Five. Five porches. Alright? So that once the angel steers the water, once you come in through any of the entrances, you are fine. And you are the first to enter. Even if the fellow's legs have gone so lean because of, alright, lack of use, the fellow comes back whole. The same way Naaman came out of that river, like with the skin of a new baby. So if you ask these guys that, how would you describe your life? They probably will tell you that the kind of life I have is not easy. In fact, how is it easy? One of those guys has been there for 38 years. Do you know what it means to be at a spot for 38 years? Alright? But do you also notice the guy's issue? When Jesus came and asked him that, what are you doing here? He said, when the water is stirred, another gets there first, but there is no one to carry me. Meaning that no miracle is automatic. If they are getting it faster, it's because God is using somebody. One of the major causes of delay in life is that you want God to do it from start to finish. Do you understand what I'm saying? Any situation you find yourself and say, I will wait on God, only God will do this, it will take all the glory. I'm trying to be patient. That is the formula for delay. To ignore men and claim to value men and value God, you suffer. That is the formula for delay. And that's what many Christians do best. We pray and pray and pray that God, there will be open doors, but we neglect the main God that has the key. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? How many Christians are praying for breakthrough but don't have meaningful relationships? So the guy is saying, if anybody is getting old here, it is those that have people. Do you understand what I'm saying? If somebody is paralyzed neck to toe, but has somebody that can lift him, the fellow is not going to get those. Listen to me. Those guys cannot make the fellow whole, but they can take the fellow to his healing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Those guys don't have the healing anointing, but they can take you to where it is. Listen to me. Don't despise anybody if your journey will be fast. There are people who are not the principalities on the other side of the door, but they are the gatekeepers. And they may be cleaners. They may be janitors. Give me other names. Cooks. So if you wait to see, in quotes, that people must look like what they have to offer you, you will suffer. Let me tell you this. Some of the people that have opened the greatest doors in life may not even be beneficiaries of what is on the other hand. but they can still open the door. Esther was beautiful, but her jurisdiction was not the palace. It was Mordecai who was the gatekeeper in the palace that heard the announcement. With her beauty, she will marry the wrong guy without that gate man. You understand what I'm saying? Look at the issue of children, childbirth. The woman has egg. All right? Okay. I'm just not in the mood for all these things. Thank you. Just don't worry. Can the egg alone become a child? Talk to me. The man too has his own supply. Have you ever seen a man become swollen in his stomach? Because there's no woman, then the thing has formed. Has it happened before? Meaning that for that miracle to take place, there must be a fusion. There's a needed connection for the next door to open. There is a need. Are you following what I'm saying? There's a needed strategic connection. Let's assume that there are people by this gate, by this pool. I'm not sure I've seen times it rains in Nigeria. The street has flooded. You almost need a canoe to pass. There are people who maximize the opportunity. They will carry you on their shoulder. If you say you are a woman, you are a mommy pastor, you don't want them to carry you, go and buy your car. If you drive your sedan car through this place, your engine will knock. They will carry you on your shoulders. They collect 50 naira. That's their job. If you refuse them, you may pass through the water and get any infection. True or not true? So probably can we assume that maybe there were guys by this pool that you have to treat them well so that by the time the steering takes place, it is you they will come and carry. Do you understand what I'm saying? These guys, let's give them names. Give me one name. Jude, Abel, and the likes. They are going to be there. And they may come 100 times and the pool is not steered. And it does not change the fact that one day it will steer, it will be steered. Hope you know that rich people too were also sick. Are you aware that rich people were also sick? That they will bring their people there and put soldiers, be watching. But nobody is permitted to harass anybody. Whoever gets there first. How do you know the water is steered? Another translation says that the bubbling of the water. So what's the issue with that guy that was there for 38 years? He didn't say healing power is not available. He didn't say, listen, did he complain about healing power being available? What did he complain about? Man. Why are you where you are? Is it that the power of God to change this level is not available? Huh? Can we be honest? Is it that the ability of God to change where you are now is not available? Why is it not happened? You've not found someone. Now, that is part A. That is what? Let's keep that tab. Let's open the second tab. Act of the Apostles, chapter number 7. Act of the Apostles, chapter number 7. All right. And listen to me before I read this. All right, before I start from verse 20. But listen, even in ministry, we will lock ourselves up and pray. Oh Lord, we are asking for favor that doors will open, that this sphere of light church is this and that and that. Who will God use? Men. I feel one of the things that opened the body of Christ up for a bit of criticism is the fact that, and I'm not saying this as an absolute statement, or let me use the word tendency, for the church to have a need and ask people to meet the need.
But when people have a need, we point them to just God. And in our conversation, we remove men from the equation.
How do I help you get this now?
Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, we are meeting a need currently in church. Are we praying? Talk to me now. Are we praying? But who are those who are giving? Why do you say men? You now. Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen. Every morning, the fellow who is sewing clothes wake up and say, Lord, today I ask for customer. The one who is selling coffin wakes up and say, Father, my own customer, whether they are from the east, west, or south, let them come. Whether in death or alive, resources won't flow to anybody's hand except to a man. The one who died needs somebody to kill him or something to kill him. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you hear something now that they've gone to rob one hostel, this, they've killed some student. They've also made money for the one who's selling coffee, who also prayed. Can you be selling that market and not really wish that somebody should die? Do you get what I'm saying? You don't? Huh? Okay. Maybe they just pray that only old people will die. I'm trying to show you something. The stirring of the water is the opportunity that you have men is how to tap into it. Act of the Apostles 7 verse 20. Alright, Stephen was preaching when he was relayed in the company of men that Paul was actually the one leading, but then it was still Saul. And in the time Moses was narrating the Bible from the beginning down to where he was standing. So at this point, it was on the subject of Moses. He said, in which time Moses was born and was exceeding fair and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him for her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and in deeds. And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptian. Alright? For he supposed his brethren would, look at it. The reason why he had the liberty or the boldness to do that was why? He supposed his brethren would have understood how that God, by his hands, will deliver them. But they understood not. Now let's go to where the brethren were. Exodus. I want you to follow me. Are you there? All right, Exodus chapter number 3. I want to jump to verse 7 so we can all right, save time. And the Lord said unto Moses, you know Exodus 3, that was when God led him to the burning bush. The Lord said unto Moses, Lord, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. Three things here. Affliction, cry, and their sorrows. They were really afflicted. Then God said, I have heard their cry. That is, they have made voice of supplications and cry to God. And God said, I have heard the cry they have made to me. But Moses said, when the answer came, he supposed that while they were crying was that they will know that God by his hands will rescue them. Are you seeing that you can be praying for helpers and not recognize the helper? You can be praying for destiny changers and they come, but you don't realize them. Because you have, what I want to push out tonight is the construct that gives us the impression that help comes from above directly to your hands. No, no, no. God lifts men through men. And listen to me. If God loves you, or those he can use to lift you hate you, you will not be lifted. At least not through them. And we can see this in this story. Moses said, when I showed up, I supposed. What was he saying? I'm going to show you some very powerful things. What was he saying? Why else would they think one of theirs is in the palace? Why else? Why else will they think that God has placed one of their own there? Do you know that the rumor must have been going around? Moses is one of us. So. You know, they paid his mother to come and train him. And the mother must have educated him that, listen, don't be carried away. You are not our child. You are my child. We are Hebrew. So they must have been carrying rumor. Maybe one of those days he must have tweeted. And they will say, Moses, very stupid person. And all those things. They are speaking against their deliverance. So he said, all your prayers, your religion, and everything, I thought you would know that God will, through my hand, deliver you now. But he did not know. Are you following what I'm saying? It is one thing to pray. It is another thing for your eyes of understanding to be enlightened. It is one thing to listen to me. You can be in church every day and yet suffer. Can I tell you some few things? Where you spend most of your time, let me leave it for now. The worst people when it comes to maintaining relationships are Christians who speak in tongues. I'm telling you. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there are no people, the vision perish. It doesn't matter how graced you are, until a hand lifts you, nobody will know the greatness. I want it to register in your mind. Do you know that probably somebody was at the pool of Bethesda, and when the angels test the water, I said, I'm shy. Let me say this to you. In your teens age, being shy might be a character trait that we can ignore. As you begin to mature, it will keep you down. Do you get what I'm saying? Oh, by nature, I'm a shy person. Oh, by nature, I'm not outgoing. That nature, were you not trained, that's nurture. That if you are a shy person, for instance, to address crowd, trace that crowd till that shyness dies. Because that aspect of your life that you have not developed might be the aspect that will open the doors. Don't assume, because one part of your life is not developed, that's how God wants you to be. This is me. So God, he will have to reroute and find a way to manage what is left. When you can make the job easier. So there are many Christians who have fantastic capabilities, but nobody will ever know. Because according to them, they've not differentiated between pride, all right, and strategic positioning. If you sing your own song, that is what I can do, is it arrogance? Even in relationships, I'm going to be blunt with you. Even in relationships, many Christians don't know how to express love. Just say, I love him, but I can't express it. I love her too, but Sanjuko. And listen, what I'm telling you is from very serious burden in my heart. Many relationship breaks that are the will of God, or somebody is not developed. And God will move on like it was never his will. Let me tell you this now. If you have passed 20, if you don't understand what I'm saying online, just leave. I'm talking to my people. If you are past 20, except you have other things you are dealing with as a girl, and guys are coming your way, you are saying you are young. Very soon, the testimony will change. You are past 20. You think you'll be fresh forever. Those of you who even believe that, it is the duty of a man to run after you like he's running after eternal life. Prove it. Pursue. Have they told you that the hand of God has come upon him like he came upon Elijah? What I'm telling you is that a Christian can pray in tongues, enter a room, see relationship that God is, and say, I'm feeling something in my stomach. Who told you that is not demonic? This is fact. Maybe I should leave relationship area. Let me tell you something. At a stage, I'm going to tell you this for a fact. That's why I said I want to talk to you. I told God, when God said, that's your wife, I said, God, I honor you. I respect you. But honestly, at this phase, I do not have the emotional strength to be played like football. If my wife had played me, she will not be my wife today. That was the face I was. You can argue with your keeper. I'm telling you the face I was. The proof, oh Lord, is that let this woman recognize me. You get what I'm saying? If she doesn't, honestly, I would have moved on. The rest, what may now happen from there, is between me and God. Are there covenant on ground to service the fact that I must get it right? Questions to ask. What I'm telling you is that this thing is not individual, it's a grace. Okay. I don't know why I don't want to look at any one of you talking, but I have no choice. I'm telling you. It is in this journey you can, I'm telling you, even Christian brothers too miss their wives. They miss their wives. The young, beautiful girls can no longer say yes again because you are like their father. Let me tell you something. In the days of men like Kenneth Yegin, Pastor He Adeboye, and all the likes, when Pastor He Adeboye married his wife, he was 19. Kenneth Yegin married also. I'm not sure it was up to 20, maybe 21 or so. Think on Shewane. Who changed our minds about early establishment? What went wrong? At what point? Do you get what I'm saying? Who changed our mind? Let me tell you something. I'm your pastor. I have burdens. I'm going to tell you for a fact. People have convictions. But when you want somebody to be pursuing after you, like a goalpost, to prove that the person is your husband or your wife. You will be the one to do decorations on their wedding day. And it will pain you. But you will form. And I will act as if I don't know. And I will bless them. And I will be praying for you too. Do you get what I'm saying? If somebody is asking you, how should like it? If you do, what's the point? 2 years, only you. Let me say this to you. I know what I'm saying is sensitive. But sincerely, I don't care. What I care about is that you are fine. That's why I'm looking neutrally now. Let me just be neutral. Those of you at the back, can you hear me? Okay. You are my comrades today. Sometimes, listen. Somebody's asking somebody out. I don't even know why I'm on relationship matter. But let me just finish then the boarding list. Just know where I'm talking from. I don't have you in mind. I can't. I'm talking fact as lead. Is that okay? Smile. Okay. Wait. Somebody is saying I'm young at age 22. In the fellow's timeline, before anybody will show up again, it's 10 years' time. And what is even more painful is the fact that many of these folks don't spend time to pray about it. Or those who judge by their appearance. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe this is a word for somebody. But still make sure you see me. So we can be sure for the balance. Do you get what I'm saying? Let me tell you this. This thing we say marriage. There are many fishes in the ocean. I'm looking for the golden one. Even golden one, you go chop stone. There's bound. Where is God? That's what you should look for. Where is God? Something must be wrong with our theology. We claim to be hearing God and there's delay. Then something is wrong. You don't like what I've just said. I have my personal experience. I can't share. One time like that, I just shared something. Somebody, let me leave it. That was when I knew I just respected myself. That this body of Christ, there are many people listening though. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm just going to keep quiet. But I'm telling you for a fact. I was personally, emotionally tired when I met my wife. I told God, if she still follow me, we shall see. Ah, we shall not see anything. I'm telling you factually. And I told her, why am I saying what I'm telling you? All right? To everything, there's a time. There's a season also to every purpose under the heavens. And when it is time, it is time. But it is also revealing the fact that there are moments that it is not time. Or it is not time again. If your appointed time is 12 a.m., if you miss 12 a.m. today, when is the next 12 a.m.? Tomorrow. Doors open seasonally. Doors open seasonally. You must be able to recognize the season that your door is opening. Do you get what I'm saying now? Christian brother, you come to church, you like her. You are doing play, Okocha. You wear tie. Because every sister must automatically believe that you are anointed. Do you get what I'm saying? This is a beautiful young lady who loves you. And she's showing you little by little. You just believe that the kind of destiny you have, she should see it as a privilege. Until Brother Smart enters the church. And she follows him. Then it occurs to you that you have lost her. We are introducing them in front. You are biting your teeth. And you can't even quit church because you're a worker. In the coming days, we might be having many introduction of people that many of you will say, will have been us. Let me not shout. God has sent me to warn you. Be careful of how you joke with his open doors. Be careful of how you play with his open door. When relationship comes, you say you are a child. But for money, you are not a child. You're a child. Money, no, that one. Let money come. Sorry, what I'm saying is too hard. I love you guys. And I owe you this duty to share with you from the depth of my heart. So one of the questions we need to ask is, while I'm trusting God for opportunities in life, how prepared am I for the opportunities? How prepared am I? What am I doing with my time? What am I doing with my life? How do I spend my 24 hours? The way I live my life, if there is an external supervisor who is to assess my life, how will I be rated? Is my life really being lived in preparation for the kind of future I've seen? Can I still be trusted with that kind of future? Maybe a kind of ministry. Judge it front and back. Listen to me. A lazy man is disadvantaged. Either way you look at it. Are you following what I'm saying? The way I'm living my life. And listen to me. Sometimes, listen. This one I want to say is a very heavy one. Let me use two people who are already in relationship. Both of you should come. Let me even give you a gist of how their relationship started. They might have forgotten. You stand there. We're having a retreat. He came for a retreat. She came for a retreat. They're around Christmas period or something. Did I even call you that time and say, what's up? Okay, I called you. All right. So if you think I'm calling you and saying, what's up? Don't do shakara for me. You are not the only one I'm calling. I just saw him sat down. I looked at her. There's something here, my friend. Oh boy. Did they see? Say, did they see? All right. Some boys know they see you. Did they see? Gow. Look, boys, stand up. If you are not in a relationship, stand up. If you are in a relationship, you stand up. I'm going to. What do you mean? As your prayer before, stand up. I'm bad draft right now. I can see everything. That's the song we like when we're single. How long?
Sit down. You, police officer. Okay. Listen now. I want to show something very heavy. Sometimes, God in his eternal counsel have determined that Brother A will meet Sister B, and it will be his will. But you must understand that if certain conditions are met, number one is that they are at the same level of growth where that can crystallize. So sometimes, some brothers meet some sisters, but they don't have what it takes to carry that kind of lady. Because they have the season to have developed is before they met the girl. Have you met a guy talking to you before? It looks like you should mentor him. Are you following what I'm saying? The way he's talking, the manner of approach, everything is showing that he has missed the season of growth. He can't carry you. This thing calls development is not impartation. You avail yourself to it. Everything is not falling down scattering chairs. That's why I spend more time teaching you. When I go outside, I have a quick walk. I teach a bit and then impart them. But here I teach you. Because there are certain things that you learn as you grow. Do you understand what I'm saying to you here? Development can be imparted. You grow. You mature. No pastor can come and lay hands on you and say, receive my maturity. It's called maturity for a reason. You pass through process of time and get there. Sometimes you come, it is very unfortunate if you come face to face with the will of God for your life, but you are not having the requisite maturity level to will that person. The person will have to go. Because God is not a wicked God. Somebody cannot be investing in their lives, you are squandering yours, and God will bring you together. It's not like that. I tell you, God said to me, my wife is my wife. Thank you, Lord. I went on her Facebook. I went on her Instagram. What is the track record of this lady? At this phase that I am in ministry, I cannot marry a girl who is just starting. Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you look at the way you are looking at me? Do you understand what I'm saying? I can't marry a starter. I couldn't. Starter. I've been doing what I'm doing for 10 years before I met my wife. 10 years. 12 years this year. I will now go and carry somebody that I have to start teaching how to hear God. I'll be finished. What I'm telling you is that don't think anybody somewhere just hearing that God said. Even God said does not speak like that. It's like what I'm saying is too hard. Do you think God will bring you, he will gift you to somebody so you can finish the person's life? I'm not saying there's still no space for growth. There's going to be strong, all right, space for growth. But don't miss the season to build a track record. Don't miss the opportunity to be busy. Listen, you can't scam anybody with marriage. That when we marry, I'm going to be a strong support. Let's see the way you are doing it now. Kilotin support. What are you support? Are you in a ministry where you are supporting them? Some of you come to church. Join worker. No, you won't join. Abi? And for some, it's because you have been to places where you have seen terrible things. No wala. Have you seen somebody drink water and choke on it? And say, I will never drink water again. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like you are not a worker. The way you are scratching your head like that. Are you a worker? Okay, workers drink. You are not a worker. Okay. So if God bring Brother A and Sister B together. See, prophecy. That's why when I'm talking to people who want to be in relationship, I tell them, a billion times, I am neutral. I am neutral. If this girl looks at this boy
I say, if I marry this guy, my life is finished. She has said so. She has said so. 100% neutral. What I owe you is counsel. Do you get what I'm saying? So even with what I'm saying, I am not confirming prophecies. I am not unconfirming anything. It is a neutral statement. So you don't go and meet a sister after the service and say, you see what pastor is telling you now? I know you are 22. I think by so November. Do you get what I'm saying? Sometimes the fellow is the will of God, but your character too. There are things you will do, sir, that regardless of people's revelation about you, they will run from you. And God will settle them. These are things we Pentecostals don't like to hear. Everything is... Sit down. And one of the reasons we're having so much casualty, we prioritize meetings where we fall down, where we break chairs. Those move of the spirit are powerful, but you must be trained and taught. What is it you are expecting? Have you built the needed capacity to maximize that expectation, that opportunity, when it shows up without knocking your doors? Do you have what it takes to retain it? Do you have what it takes? If somebody comes here and I say, I want to help somebody in this church, if they ask 1, 2, 3 people about you, what will they say? Don't say, it doesn't matter. God will vindicate me. All my enemies. Let me share this with you. I was counseling a couple. They said to me, he said, we are traveling. God said to us, the same way the church left the former venue without picking anything out, we are going to leave our apartments. We are not going to pick anything out except our clothes. Anybody in church who needs an apartment moves in. When we get to where we are going to pay extra year for the person. They said, Pastor, Papa, do you have anybody? I said, yes. I don't say no to opportunities. I don't say, let me think about it. I said, yes. Myself and my wife were talking about the matter. I said, do you really have somebody? I said, no. I said, but I am scanning in my spirit. I have so-and-so option. What am I looking for? What's their maintenance culture? What's their character like? Yes, I know many people who need apartments. But this is not a matter of need. You may need something, but not have the culture for maintaining it. Do you get what I'm saying? Somebody reached out to me. Look at this very annoying thing about life. And said, I need a job. This. I spoke with someone. He said, the fellow said, okay, we're going to open this space. Tell this fellow to apply, send this to the fellow apply using this mail and all that, send the CV. And I sent that to the fellow, let's say on a Monday. The fellow replied on Friday that I've sent it now. I should even be glad that the fellow replied. The dirty attitude you see among Christians, all in the name of I know what God has said, really. Looking for a job. Opportunity opened on Monday. Gave you the link. Replied on Friday. Is that fellow looking for a job? This character of complacency, procrastination, waiting till things will pass you by before you recognize their value. It's a very demonic character that will make you very small. Every opportunity given to you is a test. Listen to me. Many of you are salary, you are working in different companies. You must work in such a way that your boss must feel they are underpaying you. Are you following what I'm saying? I needed to get some properties. I called one of my sons. I said, let's scout for. The way this boy will go out and go across all those areas. When he came and said, all right, we have so-so-and-so at so-so-and-so rate. I think we can go for Saturday cars here. While he was doing all those things, never for once did I say thank you. Not because I don't know how to say thank you. I was just watching him. When he got the properties, I paid for the properties. I asked him, how much do you want to charge me? The amount he mentioned was the amount I paid him. As he mentioned that, because while he was doing all those jobs, I said, anything he asks me, I will give. Many believers, your lack. So can I talk to you? I'm not trying to talk you down. I'm just trying to help you. You need certain meetings where certain things can be said bluntly without any emotions. Look at the case of those guys that were given talent, all right? This. The one that was given one said he went to, he hid it. He said, because my master, I know you are a wicked man. You are trying to reap where you did so. Anytime you take your job for granted, you are saying the one who employed you is wicked. And that's what many Christians display. That how do you expect me to do all this with this salary? Why did you take the job? Do you get what I'm saying here? Do what is required. There is an uninvited audience who will recommend you somewhere. The least you can take from any job is the salary. You can take recommendations. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm saying there are people who will never tell you, but are watching you. We were in church yesterday. You were with me. Somebody walked up to this place. Said, my name is Susan, so person. You don't know me. You are doing Susan, so amazing work. You are this. The fellow began to describe where we left. Began to describe the ministry there that another minister has came because they saw, what is this? I have never met that fellow in life. Something is spreading more than your speech. It is your testimony. Christians, wake up. Unbelievers are taking the jobs meant for you out there, the opportunities, because they grab it. I don't want to say too much. I'm careful because you can't control who is saying it. Are you following what I'm saying? Moses said, I suppose that my people will realize that God, by my hands, will deliver them. That was a statement of disappointment. When they did not discern him, he went for how many years again? 40 years. That's the next time the window will open again. 40 years. If there was anyone that was 80 around the time he showed up, they must have died in captivity. 40 years. There were children that were not supposed to be born in slavery. Because you notice what they went through. When they left Egypt, Egypt didn't leave them. And that's why they died in the wilderness. All those things could have been solved by recognizing their deliverer earlier. So Moses went to marry, did honeymoon, enjoyed his life, came back old. Now they were ready. And that's the culture many people have built. They will never value anything until it's no longer theirs. The moment the opportunity is no longer their own, then they value it. Let me share this with you. I'm just going to tell you this in code. All right, I think I should share it. Somebody was trying to get into a relationship.
was not understanding the purpose. But the fellow knows that between God and man, this person, we are meant to be together. But the fellow was playing. A married woman with 3 children called the person, called the lady, and said, sit down. You know who I am. I'm the daughter of so-and-so person, influential figure in Nigeria. He said, you know I'm married. The girl said, yes. You know I'm happily married. The girl said, yes. But can I tell you one fact? I know I would have been happier if I had not met so-and-so guy. I played with him and he left. Now I'm happy, but I'm not fulfilled.
Okay.
Let me say this. In respect to life, some things in your life, their type will only pass through you once. Some things in your life, their type will only pass through you once. You must be ready. You must have recognition. You must be prepared and willing. Let me share my story. I have a very painful situation when I look at my family. I have siblings who had opportunity. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm showing you family who had the opportunity to have gone to school earlier. One of them got to school, was playing around. Will not attend lecture. Will not do all those things. But he thought the door will always be opened. Are you feeling what I'm saying? When the door opened for me once, I took it. That's why I am doing what I'm doing today. Don't play with a door. You don't know when next it will open. Or if ever it will open. You had the opportunity to stand before someone and the fellow said, what can I do to help you? Give me your account number. Yeah, I don't know it and my phone is dead. Is the fellow broke? Yes. Is the fellow ready? No. Sometimes listen to me. You meet certain kind of people. These kind of people, there are conversations you don't have with them. That's what many Christians have not learned. Once you are prayed and say, Lord, let me meet favor. You believe you cannot do anyhow. Good understanding brings favor. But the way of a transgressor is hard. So for you to walk in favor, you must know something well. It is good understanding that brings it. There are certain doors that for them to be opened for you, it is what you have to offer that will open it, not what they have to offer. When you offer what you have to offer, they will ask you, what do you want? Then you are asking for cookies. One time we called somebody to come and walk. And I was confused many times because this guy will call from Lagos and say, the things are ready for us to move down to Ibadan. But we need 5,000, 4,000. I said, what is he talking about? You are dealing with millions of naira. And you are ready to delay certain things for 4,000. Listen to me. Many people have called me again and again and said, we need this same person. I couldn't recommend him. If you are petty, you don't need any access around those who have in abundance. You have access to certain meetings where certain kind of men are. You said in your village they don't waste food, so you are cracking bones. You will crack, juice it out, spew it beside the plate. And you are here to talk with people, you are trying to get something worth billions.
You turn yourself to what's that? Hippopotamus. I'm telling you.
While we were in secondary school, there was one boy. I remember his name, but I don't want to call the name because I don't know where he is in life right now.
When this boy is eating, the only way I can describe the way he eats is that you are eating and they are pouring hot water in your mouth. You will hear all the possible sound the mouth can make. Even when he is eating puff puff that is cold. I look at this boy, even at that time, and I was just avoiding him. What kind of a person is this? Sometimes the issue is not the ability of God to heal you. That's why I showed you the issue of that man at the pool of Bethesda. The healing anointing was available, but he said, my challenge is, the reason why I've been here for 38 years is because there is no man to help me. We should now go further, but Jesus is, all right, is merciful God. So he didn't ask him, why don't you have man? What have you done to your family members? What was your character like before you became sick? Men, listen to me. Okay, I think I should step further. Listen, if you see men who are enjoying their good old age, they have treated their wife young better while they were young. Okay, let's leave that. I've been to places. The man is sick, but the woman will do her last. There are wicked women. That's not that what I'm saying. I'm talking about women. This woman will do her last to make sure this guy is fine. Why? In the days that he was strong, he did well. And I tell people, you will not be this fresh forever. You will not be this strong forever. I know you say you keep going from strength to strength and all that. I believe you. But make haste while the sun shining.
One time like that, when we had the issue of the tent, we were speaking with the DPO. She was talking to me. I didn't like the way she was talking. I won't take that. The thing didn't go well. Let's leave that. I looked and looked. Oh boy, I need this woman. Oh boy, church, we need this woman. You say, don't like, listen to me. It matters who you don't like. Sometimes your hatred pulls nothing. Your hatred has no economic value. I called my people. I said, buy a bag of rice. Buy oil. Take it there. Tell her from her friend. When she got there, he said, your pastor is my friend. Is my friend. On Sunday, I received an official letter. Nigerian police. Oh, we thank you for your cooperation and the way you support Nigerian. Oh. Don't close the door and say, it doesn't matter what will happen. You will see. Pastor, with your anointing, they can put your hand behind bars. On Sunday, I go to my area, my estate. I saw police vans everywhere. I said, what's happening? They said, you don't know. I said, what? They said, the commissioner of police is just living beside your house. I said, really? Police is my friend. From that moment, Do you get what I'm saying? I have been looking. I pray. I do prayer work and pass in front of the house. But now, I've been looking for a day something will happen. I have to help. We need to exchange contact and talk. So if they say there's a matter, I can say, let me call the commissioner of police of your state. There are certain matters you will have. The anointing will not bail you out. Because the anointing did not bail the man at the pool of Bethesda out. He didn't have a man. That's what he said. One time, myself and Lawrence were traveling for a wedding.
Police stopped us. These ones will stop us here. The ones that will stop us in front are looking at us. As we are paying, we are getting the SEPAC. We sat down in the car, we joined our hands together, combined anointing, and say, let's pray. That we abolish every police, this thing, nobody stops us now on this journey. We get to where we are going. As we're saying amen, one was waiting for us. Listen, the guy stopped only us. Park now. Park. He carried. I said, go little in park. And what happened? We didn't drive our individual cars. We went to take another car. There was no tinted permit. The guy entered the car. He said, let's go. That's how we went another 35-minute trip to their police station. As we got there, he said, park. You will be pastor. I said, yes, you will be pastor. Nobody at the talk say 100,000. Come here. We were going for a wedding. The fellow getting married is our brother. He will not be able to rest. His mind will not be at peace until we get to the venue of the wedding. We were there for more than an hour. Oh boy. Prayer stretch and prayer life was not the key to open this door. We had to call somebody who called somebody from Abuja, and they called him. And despite the fact that it was coming from high profile individuals, they still said, give him something. Officer, sorry. They still said, give him. Give the guy 5K, say me. Well, we'll pay 10,000. Then we're gonna go. Who do you know? Okay. You've misunderstood. They that do know their God shall be strong. Okay. Do you even, when you meet people, do you have the courage? Are you aware that confidence is a garment you must wear? Regardless of how gifted you are, if you are not wearing that garment, nobody will recognize you. In fact, people will doubt you. So lack of confidence or timidity is not an attribute you can do life well with. That by nature, I'm a shy person. Are you following what I'm saying here? Confidence. You must understand the protocol of management of relationships in different doors. Protocol of relating with people who are in those, the protocol of doing things the way they should be done, how things are done here. There are places you go to that, yes, you must be respectful, but if you don't understand how to communicate this in a well-packaged manner, everybody will think you are not the owner of your CV. For instance, there are organizations where everybody is called by their first name. You can't say I was not raised like that. This is the protocol of this place. So if you walk in that place and I'm walking in that place, what do you call me? Femi. You say, I would rather quit. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Quit for who to come in? Oh boy, stay there. Stand up. Call my name 10 times. So be it. Even in church, don't call me Papa again. The Holy Ghost within me is not permitting me to. That Holy Ghost will permit you to be very broke. Do you get what I'm saying? The challenge of many Christians is their failure to maximize opportunities. And some don't know how to do the right things once because they've never thought about it. We can go on and on conversing about this. They are not thinking about it. Sometimes I'm concerned. I want to ask believers, when you are alone, what do you think about? What are you preparing for? If I ask you now to apply for something, do you have something, do you have already crafted framework of application on ground? If it is about fastest fingers, if you are given an opportunity to make a pitch, do you have something waiting, ready for the right door? Or now is when you start thinking? Somehow you've been praying but not doing this. Do you have what it takes to pursue, even if the door says you have to still follow? Or you just believe that if it's not opening, then it's not God? If I open a door for you that you entered and you didn't get what you need, do you know how to come back and say thank you? Realizing that while this may not give me what I need, another one can be opened to you. We have a platform where we send jobs. I've never seen anybody in this church go on that platform and say, I just want to thank those who are uploading this. Not once. And you know yourself. Emoji. Has anybody chatted you up privately to say, I just want to thank you? Anybody? Today, who is that person? Okay, she chatted just today, one person did so. Ingratitude is part of the necessary ingredient for smallness. I've never seen entitled people like Christians. So. They just believe you are entitled under God to do them right. Because you prayed for destiny helper. So if you don't do it, you know, this is our languages. If you don't do it, somebody else will do it. God will raise somebody else. How long did it take God to raise this person? You must have told Moses, if you can't rescue us, God will raise somebody else. Well, you must have checked the way life functions. That sometimes those people will not be transferred from where they are working. They are still the same door you will humble yourself to enter. Many students failed in school. Not because they are not intelligent, but because they don't like certain lectures. How do you hate somebody who can determine that you still be here for the next 3 years? This same family mentality you did with your siblings, you have carried it to school again. Then you bring it to church and then you take it to work. You are always fighting with people in your heart, disgruntled all the time. You are the one who is always having somebody you are not at peace with. If you notice you are always at war with people, then you are not fine. You are not fine. You are not fine. Every time, war. Like this one. I don't just like the way she looks proud. This one, the other time, she was talking like this. Everything you are doing, you are building a CV that is more powerful than your real CV. And people will judge you and recommend you based on that honest display that you have, or honest impression of you that they have. So, maximizing opportunity. One is that you cannot maximize an opportunity you have not recognized. You can never maximize an opportunity you have not recognized. Do you recognize this as a door that is opened by God? Do you understand this as a door that God is opening? Do you recognize this individual as someone that God is sending? How do you see? What do you see? How do you respond to what you see? These are questions. Because you need to take yourself away from cultural mentality and begin to learn how great minds reason. You look at Nigeria political scene. A party did their primaries. I don't go to mention names. The vice president was also in that party, or is also in that party. loss against somebody. The fellow did not go and sit down and say, oh, be all, oh, you lost. The fellow went to pay him a courtesy visit. Understanding fully well that I need you. As at this morning or yesterday, the fellow has also gone to pay the former president a visit. Someone that they campaigned and said is a drunkard, push him out. Politicians will tell you, no permanent friends, no permanent enemies. But Christians, when you cut people off, you cut them off eternally. So the people of this world are wiser in their own ways. And it has not occurred to you that everybody you are angry with, God is lifting them. Have you not studied your life? You are angry with this one, God shifted him. You are angry with that one, God shifted him. Ah, that anger. So, just take it as a prophetic tool. You want to be angry with this one. This person God is going to shift. And I'm pouring my heart to you. These are very serious matters. This is what the world is doing now. This is where you should be now. One time, so I told somebody, invest in this. He said he's Antichrist something. All right. When I bring the money out, it's Antichrist money. Let me tell you something. One afternoon, I came to church to pray. I was praying. God said, sit down and listen to me. I sat down and he gave me promises. As I left the place of prayer, it occurred to me to call one of my friends. What you come out of prayer with must translate to something. I called him. He said, you won't believe it. I've even moved closer to where you are. I'm going to be here in 5 minutes' time. We talked and talked and talked and talked. I sat down. I said, see, forget about all these things. Look at me. I'm your friend. This is my life. You know me. How can you help me? I want to leave this place. He looked at me and looked at me. He said, there's something I'm doing. I know how this can become this. You understand what I'm saying? I will open this door for you. Do so, so and so and so and so. He said, this is somebody I don't even like. I opened this door for these fellows. This is the fellow's account balance. Ah! You don't like this person. I'm seeing this. Ah, I hear me. He said, I'll open this door for you. Listen to me. Let me leave it. You pray, 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 pray. What inspiration are you coming out of the prayer with? Nothing. As blank as you were before you prayed. In Egypt, we saw what the prayer of Joseph was translating to. It was solving problems. In Babylon, the prayer of Daniel was solving problems. Our own prayer creates more problems. What is that? How do you pray and not come out with me? Do you get what I'm saying? Inspiration. You know what to do next. This is what God will have you do. Sometimes you are praying. And you will hear an inspiration in your spirit. Go and change your DP on Instagram. What does the Holy Ghost have to do with it? Everything. Somebody might probably come and check you out. Listen to me. Listen to me. There are girls that their husbands have actually been checking them out. What they are seeing is bed, fire, oil, anointing bottle. Joshua Selma, Lawrence Ogbo, that's what they are seeing. Ah! Oh, they're fine! But Eleha, socially. Do you get what I'm saying? Be honest. Let me show you what I'm saying. Guys, have you seen a girl that you liked, but you didn't know until one day she uploaded a picture? You know, don't be shy. Be, raise up your hand. Has it happened to you before? Some, the picture they have there, they took 2011. So they just believe now. And they are here. They won't update. They won't update. And they are praying. Some of you are into fashion. The last picture you uploaded was when you were still learning work. One time somebody uploaded something online. Said, tag a fashion outlet that dashed him that close. I said, do not have dashed him. When I went on the page of the fashion outlet, I can't wear any of those clothes on my dog. I can't. I'm telling you. Before you listen to me, that something is free doesn't mean it's a gift. You don't like that statement. If it is what you do, one girl came to greet me one time, brought a cake. She came back the following day and I said, is it this cake? Is it what you want to do for money? He said, yes. This cake? He said, yes. You will make it. Listen, it takes heaven to make me eat cake. Everybody knows that. Cut 50 cake for me on birthday. Everything I eat is cautioned. But this one, I ate it. I said, if you made this, you are in this country, and you make it. God has given you all that pertains to life and godliness. He's not obligated to do more. He has done what? The missing link is the right attitude and the right men. The right attitude and the right man. And this is a very strong burden in my heart that believers will wake up and take responsibility for their lives. Take responsibility. You get what I'm saying here? Now, let me tell you this. I believe it is a divine opportunity that God has given to us to have a church of young people. If I do not believe in you, I know the strategy to employ to bring powerful people down here. And you may begin to leave one by one and say, this man does not have our time. And maybe the offering of one of them might be the offering of 100 of you. But I believe in you. I believe in the power of God's grace here. I believe what I am teaching is powerful enough to cause a change in your life. And it's the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. That's why every of the teachings, everything you see in this house is deliberate. It is intentional. I would be a fool to have this kind of opportunity to raise an army like this and not believe in them. But there are some of you who in the next 10 years will be the express display of the dividends of our labors. And there are some of you who have vowed not to change, but I ask that God will help you. How many of you watched the movie Acrimony? And I watched that movie. Somebody believes that something is going to do is doing is going to work. The other lady has anger issues. But my sum total when I looked at it is that it is wickedness. It is wickedness to not perform the best of your ability when you know you can. Whether you are a lady or a man, if you are married or single, and money is coming from just one direction and you are not concerned, you are wicked. With this kind of economy, with the situation of the country, and you seem not to have a destiny you want to fulfill except to say, I do, you are wicked. And if what you are doing is something, listen to me, at a level in your life, if you are doing what makes you feel happy, if that thing does not bring food on the table for your home, you are wicked. At a level, except you have things that are, and that's why I want to beg you, don't eat with your 10 fingers. Have a portion of your salary that goes into savings, but you don't save to come and eat it also. When you have a chunk, you invest it in something that can be yielding more money. And then you keep doing things like that till one day you can bail yourself out of the job and now become one who is employing people. One time I was lamenting, I went to Ife. This same woman that has been selling coke by the roadside for years is still the same woman. What is the psychology? Now, let me show you something. There's something called the spiral of debt. I'm not sure if that's the right word. Ant. When they march, they follow a leader. But the leader they are following, if something should happen and they begin to go in circle, and like that, they will not turn to the right or to the left. It's called the spiral of death. They are going to keep going in that circle till they all die one by one. And there are believers who are in the spiral of death. I tell people, it doesn't matter God's grace upon our life. Everything we see here, if we had refused to leave our former venue, the grace will be upon us, will be there. Church growth is not just a grace that just comes, whether you are willing or willing. No, you must be hungry for growth. You must hate to see 10 people when the world can take 50 and do what it takes to fill it up. And I tell pastors, you are a resident pastor, you empty chairs, you are happy with it. That's why I tell people that before I can trust you with anything, I want to see what you have done for yourself. Mine cannot be the best you will do. First, you will do best. Do you get what I'm saying? My wife, Even when God said she's my wife, we sat down to talk. And then she was describing the things she could do. All right, at that point, she was learning robotics, something, did some printing. She mentioned many things. I said, fantastic. I like the fact that you're enterprising. If you are not, I can't hide it. I will not be happy. If you are not in the spiral of debt, between January and now, how many businesses have you started? Was that not the same way last year went? The one that even gets me angry the most is to see somebody in their 20s say, I'm a civil servant. Because the salary of those who have been there for 20 years can be predicted. You can see they are there. And sometimes just 30,000 above yours. So you have to be laboring for 20 years to now climb. To move from 50,000 to 80,000. It will take you 20 years to do that. When you can get angry and leave the whole thing and make that in a day. And sometimes per minute. Sometimes it's spiral of debt. This is what I saw my parents do. Civil servants, they were teachers in this. You too, you have started. It is okay if you are doing it to be able to climb so that the money made out of it can bail you out. But to be there and not have a plan. You are not thinking of exit. You are not angry. Although some people are just cool. Like they used to come back for the naming ceremony. Cool. Just looking at you soon. Not angry. Just like that. Oh boy, that's not gentleness. That's one. It's not gentleness, oh. It's something else. We have to investigate. To lack drive. To lack passion. Your children will soon hate you. It's a matter of time. You are young. It is good that a man will bear his yoke in the days of his youth. Bear your yoke now. Before those you have now will not become the big names in the country. Now they see normal guys. Do you know who the people seated here? I know you don't know. The same rule you have here. By the time they now become big, now say, in those days in Ibadan, you have a track, all the churches you have been to, you have no access now, no relationship. And you have come here too. Start sitting at the back. Ojoju. Listen to me. If you are not angry, that with all the brutality of this government, you cannot even decide to spend 2 weeks and give your destiny a break. And even the life you are living is not like in the next 50 years you'll be able to. You can look at what I'm teaching you and say it's teaching them mammon. Mammon. So that you need a woman on nail. When you need money, it's also mammon. So, it's mammon. What I'm teaching is mammon. Okay. When we give offering in church, it's mammon. When they wanted to give birth to you, your father went to the hospital and paid. It's mammon. Ah. There are certain character traits that you must develop. One of it is appreciation, a heart of gratitude. It shows what you are made up of. It will open many doors for you than you can ever open for yourself. A heart of gratitude that you recognize every opportunity, every door, every access, you value it. You are not cold, you live. Are you following what I'm saying here? Somebody opened a door for you. Somehow you didn't use it. You didn't go back and give explanation and thank the person. And you leave people hanging there wondering, this thing I've done for this fellow, is it bad or good? Anybody who does you a favor, they are confused. The way you even get to say the thank you. Meanwhile, you mean it. But you have not trained your your expression can be trained. That you train your expression to mean your intentions. You train, if they say you look proud, how can I look humble? You train yourself to look humble. Don't say that's how they gave birth to me. When they born you, do you have BS? You grew it. Grow this character too. Are you following us? One of my boys, he didn't have BS.
Boy, if the way that boy found BS, he will go places, buy some tinting, he will upbeat, everything will be black. When the BS came and he's not babbling it, I understood. You can, the person is not here, so you can't guess who. That's why I say, look at Bishop saying, don't look at this. Boy, why are you born? Listen to me. Don't abandon yourself. It is not too late for you to learn what you have to learn. One of the second character traits you must learn is how to get results by all means necessary. How not to return with evil report. If you are placed in something, that was the quality God found in David. And in 1 Samuel chapter number 17, that was the CV. That was his citation before Saul. And he said to Saul, he said, when your servant keep his father's sheep, and a lion come and a bear attack the sheep, I take the sheep out of the mouth of the lion and I smote the sheep. So David has a culture of never returning back home with excuses, the reason why 10 sheep has become 9 or 8. What will rather happen is that it increases. These are character traits you must develop by all means. There are people you give things to when all the resources are available. There are people you give it to and you know they will get result by all means necessary. Become that type that one can call in the days that things are critical. It shows from the way you work in your department. The way you walk in your school where you teach. Some of you are teaching in schools. You are giving them impression like they are being wicked. I shared with you, I got a job, primary school, 10,000 naira salary. At the end of the day, I was any more than everybody. I saw opportunities. After school, all these children are going home. Wow. Wow. If I can talk to 7 of them and can wait back, and I can teach them tutorials after the school. How will I have this access? I called the owner of the school and said, I will take your children for free. When I was taking the children for free, he had no choice than to allow me to take other children. Some years back, I still met somebody who was working there. And the fellow said, till tomorrow, when this man is having staff's meeting, they still mention your name. Uncle Lazarus. Anyways, he's now Apostle Lazarus. When you are placed in charge of things, do you have the character of getting results by all means necessary? You know, what is amazing is how you have to tell people everything to do. As if there's no space to even factor certain things out intelligently. That do this one like this. This one, do it like this now. Ah, this one, I added there. And the fellow who is bringing that correction is not even a professional there. He just knows what to do. Do you know what to do? Let me say this to you. If you don't spend your time engaging in things that will stretch your mind and stretch your spirit, you will grow older, but you will not grow in capacity. The only thing that will be increasing about you is age.
not influence, not result, not resources, not wealth. And listen to me, no impartation will bypass these principles. So I'm going to impart you tonight. This is the impartation. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you understanding what I'm saying? I know you have covered your business with the blood of Jesus. Let me tell you, we had a meeting in my house on Monday. The pastors challenged me. I'm going to tell you. They said, each of them had their own share. One time I posted something. You said, pull it down. This one I said, yes. That one to say, one time this year, I was trying to do, you said, pull it down. Ah. It's like I've said many, pull it down. Oh boy. I remove every door and every bar. Go all out and express yourself. And I think I posted it to sons and daughters. Huh? I was wrong. Maybe before, when you snap picture and it's fine, and you are doing slow-mo, I didn't understand that it's what those who are doing what you are doing should do. I just employed somebody now to be helping me do slow-mo too. So that it won't look like God is not using us. About the lossy program. About, yeah. Post here. Post them. You don't know post them. Okay. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me tell you this. When the apostolic ministry opened up in Nigeria, it looked like there were just two apostles. Meanwhile, there were not two. But they were the only two who were engaged in media. Apostle Abome and Apostle Selma. There were also other people who were deeper. But what they were doing was a lamp under a bushel. And when a generation concludes about you, that's their conclusion. Some were teaching powerful things, but they were recording before. I'm saying that you can get spirituality right and still miss destiny. All right? So, I will not say pull it down. I've told you. Just do what is right. And I won't talk more. So you don't feel, he has restricted us now. No. Be you. And you see, for the balance too, there are things that... Oh, wait. There are things that for the sake of the kind of audience I am available to, I just have to hold back. Do you understand what I'm saying? But the correct way to know me is to look at my wife. You get what I'm saying? That's the correct way to know. So, you are free in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So, Iboro Yao. Praise God. All right, we are gone past time. Have you been blessed this evening? Let's give the Lord a big, big, big hand. Let's rise to our feet. All right, I mean, they have spoken a very powerful direction, and they both shared, they joined two directions together. Your business is then the church. Right. Some of you have seen that some of the things happening in this church, the whole world can know and be a part of it. All right, so Asotele, for instance, let's push it out. Let's push it out and do all those things. Sometimes I wear a kind of clothes and I enter church. All of you are saying, wow. I think I don't used to know. I know. Me too, I'll just set my face like a flint.
Wait. Huh? Ah, okay. It's just the beginning. If your generation is shifting and you don't shift, you'll be anointed though. Nobody will contest it. But you'll be small. You get what I'm saying? Let's lift our hands and just thank God. We've passed time. Show of Light Church is in a new phase, doing something new entirely. So I want us to ask for strength. For strength. For wisdom, creativity, empowerment to break out of your cells. Then provision. Certain things requires money, you know, and less, yes, and all that. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Alright, so I want to encourage us that please, let's participate more in our community groups. Alright? Because we're going to be doing a lot of things through those platforms, creating opportunities for ourselves. Is that okay? Creating a lot of opportunities. You know. And yeah. A lot of opportunities. So get set. Be involved. Some of you are promising you will not take the back seat again. You're going to be involved. You do things you should do. And I ask that the hand of God will come upon you. Amen. The Lord will help you. He will bless you. As you go back home, you'll be able to maximize every door of opportunity in the name of Jesus. You will not fail God. You will not fail His expectations. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Have a beautiful night rest.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-3095-9735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289, Femi Lazarus Ministries, UBA.